work.
A prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of prayers for the precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one.
But as for us, our prayer is to you, O Lord, in the acceptable time, O God, in the multitude of your mercy, hear us in the truth of your salvation. Grace be with you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, in Christ we ask our Father in heaven, that you and your house should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all your labor, for it is the gift of God. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon you and your house, and establish the work of your hands. May you and your people give thanks to God. May the Lord perfect all that concerns you and your house, and open the doors of opportunity for you and your family that no man can close. Let you and yours be in good order, steadfast in faith, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, but God give you victory in all that you attempt. May the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Highest, in Christ we claim the blessings of the covenant of Abraham for you and your family. By the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Highest, in Christ we claim the blessings of the covenant of Abraham for you and your family. May the Lord bless all that you and your family set your hands to, and bless all the work of your hands. In Christ we pray that your work will be secure, successful, satisfying, and profitable. May the Lord perfect humility and the fear of the Lord in you and your people, and give you and your family riches and honor and life. According to the joy of harvest, let the Lord grant you and your house plenty of goods, and increase and bless the produce of your labor. Surely you and your family will excel in your work and stand before kings. Let you and your house be like the tree planted by the rivers of his living water that brings forth its fruit in due season. May you and your family never wither under pressure, but grow strong and prosper. Our God is able to make all grace abound towards you and your house, that you and your family, always having all sufficiency in all things, at all times, in all that you do, have an abundance of grace for every good work. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain, and they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak. You will fold them up, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, let your workplace be free from wickedness, envy, strife, maliciousness, deceit, whisperers, backbiters, boasters, inventors of evil things, and people who are undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, critical, and judgmental, judging according to the flesh or according to appearance. May the Lord give you and your house favor in the sight of your enemies, so that they grant to you and yours what you request, that you and your family should not go empty-handed, but plunder your enemies. The Lord be with you and your family, and show you mercy, and give you and your people favor in the sight of those in charge of you. Blessed be those who take notice of you and help you and your people. Whoever you work for, whoever you serve, let them be increased by a great amount. Let them be blessed by the Lord your God, because of the Lord's favor on you. According to all his wonderful works, let the Lord give you and your family such favor that you and your people can name your wages and receive it. May you provide for your own house, owing no one anything except to love one another. Let your work be without stress. May you and your family be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In the world you will have tribulation. Nevertheless, in Christ we pray that you and yours will be of good cheer. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, but may you have peace in your heart, receiving the peace of Christ. Many, O Lord our God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts which are toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. They are more than can be numbered. In the name of Jesus Christ, God's holy servant, in Christ we pray that greed will not be a snare in your midst, nor will you be snared in the work of your own hands. In Christ we pray that neither you nor any of your people put out your money at usury or take a bribe against the innocent. In Christ we pray that you and your house will not gain wealth by dishonesty, but you and your family will gather by labor and be increased and keep yourselves from the path of the destroyer. Let you and your house serve God and not mammon, deceitful riches, money, possessions, etc. In Christ we ask, in the name of Jesus Christ. In him is life, and the life is the light of men. Through the Holy Spirit, your helper, which was given to you and your family by the Father, let Jehovah Ra, the Lord your shepherd, make you to be temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience, sober-minded, in all things, showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you. According to his word, may God your helper uphold your steps in his paths, that your footsteps may not slip. For he renders to you and your house according to your work. The Lord, God of truth, keep you from the trap of vanity. Let your heart not rejoice for all your labor, and that be your reward for all your labor. Surely you will not look on all the works that your hands have done and on the labor in which you have toiled, and indeed find it was vanity and grasping for the wind. There was no profit under the sun. Talk no more so very proudly. Let no arrogance come from your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. In Christ we pray. God will teach you what is important in your life, and you not be entrapped by your work. May the God of knowledge teach you to number your days, that you may gain a heart of wisdom. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Let you and your family not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Let all the treasures of your heart be in heaven. Let you and your family praise God. Let all the peoples praise him. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for he shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Selah. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless you. God shall bless you, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, in all your labor let there be profit. Let your labor lead to life, and when you and your family eat the labor of your hands, you and yours shall be happy, and it shall be well with you and your house. In Christ we pray that the Lord your God will bless you in all the works of your hand, and that the Lord your God will be with you, and that you and your family will lack for nothing. In Christ we petition the Lord that he will repay your work, and a full reward will be given to you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you and your family have come for refuge. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord. And all the families of the nations shall worship before you, O Lord, for the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. In the name of Jesus Christ, the great high priest, may the Lord God show you and your family the way you must walk and the work that you must do. Let your hearts be stirred up and your spirits made willing. Now may the God of patience and comfort fill you and your people with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, being creative and artistic, making your work a freewill offering unto the Lord, doing all things without murmuring or disputing, and whatever you and your family do in word or deed, let you do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, being obedient in all things. Surely you are people of integrity and honor. Let not your honor be united to the assembly of the wicked. Let not your soul enter their counsel. In Christ we plead with the Lord that he will work for you in your house, for nothing restrains the Lord. In Christ we pray that the Lord will build your house, lest you labor in vain. By awesome deeds and righteousness you will answer us, O God of our salvation, you who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the far-off seas, who established the mountains by his strength, being clothed with power, you who still the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. They also who dwell in the farthest parts are afraid of your signs. You make the outgoings of the morning and evening rejoice. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water the ridges abundantly. You settle its furrows. You make it soft with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. They drop on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord our banner, our victory, our miracle. In Christ we pray that you and your family will keep your lives in order, and in 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day you shall rest and do no servile work then. Let you and your family not worry what you shall eat, what you shall drink, and what you shall wear, for your heavenly Father knows all your needs. Let you and your people seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you and your house. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, has made you to have dominion over the works of his hands. He has put all things under your feet. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Let your work be of faith, your labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father, knowing your election by God. You and your family shall be secure in the covenant relationship that you have with God the Most High, and choose the election according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, and sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Let you and your people come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, being registered in heaven, having the spirits of a just man made perfect through Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and through the blood of sprinkling. Praises await you, O God, in Zion, and to you the vow shall be performed. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house, and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. As a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you and with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, being of one accord in prayer and with confidence, as a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we ask our Father in heaven, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us. As a co-worker of God, we are petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. In him who is true as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, so be it. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.